Dead Men's Shoes by Simon Masters. With Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Inspector Branigan, Colin Meredith as Detective Inspector Ray Durden, and Colin Douglas as Vic Lawson. Dead Men's Shoes.
There, okay. Now just give me a cough, will you? And again. Fine, that's okay.
What's okay mean?
Better than it was.
How much?
It's going the right way. Now just have a listen to the old ticker now, shall we?
I can't stand not being told things.
Nice, steady breathing, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's my body, my clapped-out ticker. I want no secrets behind me back. I want to know.
Not hard to tell you what a policeman, is it?
Hmm? Why's that?
Suspicious mind.
Yeah, it's not to do with it. It's you lot. Doctors, surgeons, you're all the same. Patient's last person, you tell.
Well, in your case, Mr. Branigan, I can assure you that no one is trying to hide anything from you. Now, if you'll just give me some nice steady breathing, I can listen to your ticker, and then I might have some idea what to tell you.
Well, Doctor?
It's going to take quite a while, Mrs. Branigan. I did warn you.
You mean he's no better?
Oh, a bit. Only perhaps not quite as much as one might have hoped. Though, of course, you've only to think how he was when he came out of hospital.
Yes,
and
yes.
Well, you can see. All the same, I've got to be honest with you. What I've told him is that there's been a significant improvement because I think he needs that kind of encouragement. But the truth is, it's very slow. And it's going to go on being very slow. And I think probably one of the best things you can do is to try and help him come to terms with that.
What's the best he can expect? Eventually.
It's difficult to say at this stage. To be perfectly honest, well, I don't see him ever getting back to more than 60% of what he was.
And it could be worse than that.
Well, again, I wouldn't want to mislead you, and at the same time, I wouldn't think it sensible to say as much to him, but, well, yes, it could.
60%. Dear God. What about this do tonight, Doctor? Is he up to it?
I'd say. Provided he takes his pills with him, doesn't get excited and doesn't drink too much.
Oh, yes, there'll be plenty of that flowing, always is.
Again, if you want me to be absolutely frank with you, I think probably I'd have to say I'd rather he wasn't going.
Funny thing is, so would he. Only for a different reason.
Yeah. So I said to him, like, where's your road tax? And he looks at me, you know, dead bloody guilty, tell me it's run out. So I said to him, let's see your licence then. And he says, I haven't got one. Just like that, straight out. Admit it. So I think to myself, hey, what's he got in this bloody pantechnic then?
And what was it?
Chickens.
You are?
Frozen chickens. 400 of them.
Oh.
Only they weren't exactly still frozen, were they? I mean, it were only 3 days since he'd nicked them.
3 days?
Hey, he'd had them in his lockup for 3 days, just sitting there going soggy.
Never.
Hey, Sunshine!
Is he talking to me?
Look where you're walking, will you? Can't you see? I've just washed there.
Oh, sorry, missus. Here, what's going on?
Oh, there's some big do on upstairs tonight. Yeah. Party or something. Everyone's supposed to be mucking in, getting the place cleaned up for it.
You're kidding. Hey, it's not wrong, is it, what they say about being a copper? Dull it isn't.
Oh, aye.
Hey.
I say, Alan.
Huh?
Before you do that, don't you think it'd be a better
Hang
idea?
Hang on, sir.
Sorry, sir. Say again?
Well, just a thought, but would it not be a better idea to get all these ash cans emptied before you do the carpet? Then it wouldn't matter if you spilled some.
I suppose it would, yeah.
It might save you from having to do it all again.
Yeah, I get the point.
Just a thought.
Suppose it's too much to hope there's any word about when we can expect a replacement cleaner.
Soon as Division reckon they can afford it.
Afford it? A cleaner?
Economic climate, Alan. Cuts all round.
Yeah, I know. But hoovering carpets doesn't exactly come under my job description, you know. I mean, I'm supposed to be a police sergeant, not a Mrs. Mop.
Dusting down rubber plants doesn't come under mine either. But that's what I've just been doing, and I'm supposed to be an inspector.
Bit of a cushy number, that, though, wouldn't you say, sir? Privilege of rank, is it?
The feather duster came with a uniform. Same for all of us, Alan, so let's just get job done.
Any road? What's it all in aid of? I mean, this party tonight's only a retirement, do, isn't it?
Well, with a very impressive guest list. Half crime squad and maybe even the odd chief constable.
Stroll on.
Not to mention their lovely lady wives. And it wouldn't do to have them complaining the place was like a pigsty now, would it?
Oh, no, sir. Let's not upset the ladies.
Well, I think it's going to have to be between these two. Any preference?
Black one's a bit...
What? Revealing?
Do you think?
It is supposed to be a party we're going to.
Oh, stuff with top brass.
Oh, we'll all be paying very particular attention to what Detective Inspector Ray Dearden's wife is wearing, no doubt.
Well, you turn up hanging out of that little number, they're bound to.
Ray!
Well, you know what coppers are like.
Does it matter?
You asked if I had a preference. I'm just saying.
All right, then. We'll forget the black one. That just leaves this.
Fabulous.
Sure it's not too conservative?
Couldn't be better.
Why is it that I get the feeling it's not just a retirement party we're going to?
How do you mean?
It's almost like you're expecting us to be vetted for something.
I'm not with you.
Like, is he the right man for the job? And has he got the right wife for it?
Hey, come on, Claire, love. I mean, it's a party, that's all.
Good thing you're the detective and not me, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't be much good teaching economics either.
This copper who's retiring, whose party it is?
Jack Brannigan.
What was he?
Detective Chief Inspector.
With Crime Squad, did you say?
That's right.
Are they going to replace him?
Sorry, love?
Crime Squad. Are they going to replace Jack Brannigan with a new Detective Chief Inspector?
Expect so.
I'm not wrong, then, am I? You're after his job.
Me?
Promotion to Chief Inspector plus attachment to Crime Squad? Too good to miss.
Where'd you get that from?
It's written all over you, Ray, darling. Has been for weeks.
All right. So why not? Why not, eh? I mean, I've been DI long enough. I've been sorting fish and chippy crime for long enough. Detective work in this town? Oh, it's just garbage collecting. Anything bigger than a broken window, Crime Squad grabs it. I feel like I'm being wasted, love. I'm a bloody good detective, and Crime Squad could do a whole lot worse than choose me.
And the ones who'll be doing the choosing are going to be there tonight, are they?
Some of them.
All is revealed.
Now, Luke, what I'm going for tonight is to wish Jack Brannigan well. But if it happens I can do myself a good turn at the same time, well, where's the harm in that?
I'm not judging you.
I hope not, because you don't like it in this dump any more than I do.
Agreed.
Well, then...
I'm not blaming you. I just don't like being kept in the dark, that's all.
Oh, sorry, love. I don't know why I've been keeping it to myself. Suppose I want it that bad I've been scared to talk about it.
Does he know? Jack Brannigan, I mean.
Probably. Wouldn't mention it, though.
Oh, dear. Like that, is it?
Well, being forced on him, isn't it? Can't exactly expect him to be dead chuffed about it.
Time we should be getting ready, Jack.
Aye.
You sure you feel up to it?
Aye. I've never been right good at goodbyes, have I?
Oh, we'll get through it, love.
Oh, you know the worst part about tonight? It's not shaking all their mans and listening to all them platitudes. Come and see us again, Jack. Don't forget to look in, Jack. Call in any time, Jack. It's not saying goodbye to all them buggers. It's the feeling of saying goodbye to yourself. 20-odd years, you're a copper, a thief-taker. And then suddenly, tonight, you're not. It is. It's like saying goodbye to yourself. And I've always bloody hated saying goodbye.
Say again, 7158... Save your breath, 7158. Can't make out a word of it. Save it till you get back, eh?
Who's that?
Charlie Wilkinson. His set's clapped out by the sound of it.
You mean the only copper out tonight has got a dud radio?
If he was on his tod out there, I'd still be sitting here, would I?
Aye. Well, seeing as I've finished my housework, maybe I should go and join him.
Why not? Take him a new set.
Sir?
Yes, Gino?
I can't find a clean towel for the upstairs ladies' loo.
I suppose you better pinch one out of the gents.
Me, sir?
Well, you do know what the inside of a gent's looks like, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you won't be seeing out you've never seen before, then, will you?
I think I prefer not to answer that, if you don't mind.
Hey, I'll hold your hand for you if you like, love, and you can hold...
I can imagine. No need to bother, thanks.
Hey, tell me something. If this knee's up tonight's a crime squad, do, why are they having it here?
Old time's sake.
Come again?
Old time's sake. Used to be stationed here.
What, fella is retiring?
Jack Brannigan's his name.
You actually know him, do you?
Yeah, him and me were DCs together.
Makes him a bit early for retirement, doesn't it?
Except from what I've heard, he's not a well man. Heart case.
Must be rough.
Aye. There's a lot of it about.
You all right? Crack a face, Vic. No one's died that I know of. Oh, sorry. Tactless of me. I wasn't thinking. Oh. Yeah, well, anyway, I fancy a drink myself, right?
After you.
For God's sake, sit down, Vic. Before you fall down, eh?
I'm all right.
You're not dead, anyway. At least not yet.
No bloody way, Colin. Not even to please you.
Please me? Is that like a joke?
Like hell.
Cheers, eh? No? Well, suit yourself. It's you, Vic. Killing yourself. Look at you. You should have stayed in that hospital. Not taking it on your toes. Like you're over the wall from some place.
I got given good reason.
Not really.
From what I heard...
I know what you heard. Look, are you going to sit down and let me tell you? Or what? What we heard... It were odds on against you ever coming out again, lest it were feet first. I mean, as I understand it, there was a period of several minutes when, technically speaking, you were actually dead.
So what were we supposed to do, eh? Take off our hats and put on our black armbands?
Should have waited.
The job was all set up, Vic.
By me?
Yeah.
So? Should have waited.
What for? Your funeral?
Who do you think's sitting here? Bloody ghost?
No fit, are you? You're acting. Enough to pull a stunt like that. No way. It's feet up and telly on for you now, Vic. I mean, isn't it?
Like hell it is.
Oh, stone of bloody crows.
How much did you pull?
Enough. You'll get yours.
Wages.
No one's trying to screw you, Vic.
3 months setting that job up. Not enough. Just wages.
You best take what you're offered.
How much?
10 grand.
Go to hell. You must have pulled over 70.
Nowhere near. The job wasn't as big as you reckon, Vic.
20. I'll settle for 20.
Can't be done.
20's what I'm having. So you use your influence, Colin. Or I'll use mine.
I'll see what I can do. Only, I'll need to talk, right? So how about you going for a little stroll?
I'll not be far.
You stupid over the hill old bastard.
Switches. Three cars. Two on my left. One dead center. Ramp on my left. Tires. Pit. Opposite ramp. Pit. Pit. Cylinders, racks. Where's the switch for them lights? Benches. What's that? Oh. Engine hoist. That's what it is. Jacks. Compressor. I got it. Light switch. Right. Two cars to my left. One dead center. Inspection pit. 20 foot to my right. Ramp. Same distance on my left. Tire stacks. 10 foot nearer.
Vic!
Here.
Where are you?
Here.
Yeah. Well, seeing as it's you, like, you're on. 20 grand. Jeff's fetching it for you now.
Well, now, that's what I call real service. call.
Anyone special I ought to be nice to tonight?
Hmm?
Anyone in particular I have to impress?
No, just so long as you don't sing knees up Mother Brown.
Am I likely to?
No. There is one thing. If Noel Stanworth gets one or two jars too many inside him and then tries to make,
Pass?
Tries to give you a little peck on the cheek, you know. Do your best to smile, eh? Don't slap him in the face, please.
Or kick him in the crutch.
Especially.
Noel Stanworth, isn't he the tall, good-looking one?
Suppose some might think so.
Oh, if a peck on the cheek's what it takes to get you to Chief Inspector, maybe I ought to take him behind the potted plants for half an hour.
Get me busted back to uniform, that would. His missus would make sure of that.
Not if you'd done your duty to her, she wouldn't.
Oh, thanks, but no thanks.
Give us that again, will you? He broke how many?
Seven, sir.
Seven separate windows?
Yes, sir.
Split between two separate premises next door to each other.
Don't tell me. They're not both owned by the same firm, are they?
No, sir.
Oh, you know what that means, don't you? We're going to have to make out two completely separate but identical charges.
Unless we only do them for one lot, right?
Yeah, well, get down there and have a look, will you, Alan? How many windows in each building and who owns what?
Right, sir.
Any sense of this at all.
Oh, hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Evening, Terry.
All right. How are you, Claire, love?
Fine, thanks, Terry.
Everything all right?
Yeah, more or less. Unless you know something we don't.
Jack Brannigan, is he...
Not arrived yet.
How about the Nibs?
Not yet.
Anyone up there?
Yeah, a fair few.
Oh, well, I expect you're busy. We'll leave you to it.
Enjoy yourselves, won't you?
I doubt it, Terry.
Are you coming up later on?
Yeah, I might do.
I'll buy you a drink, then.
I'll hold you to that.
For his own reception. He gets that tight. First off, he puts his best man on floor. And then his bride, would you believe?
Huh? I'm not kidding. Took five of us just to hold him down. In the end, we had to handcuff him to the hospital ferry.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Green now. It weren't even a gig.
Oh, all right, then. Go on. I'll have a gin and orange tart. Don't leave me on my own, Henry. There's no one here I know. I don't know anybody.
Evening, Albert.
Sergeant.
Gin and it in a party best, Albert.
Hang about, there's a queue.
When you can.
Add them to mine if you like.
Oh, hello, sir. Good to see you.
Gin and tonic, was it, Brian?
Why?
That's a gin and tonic and a pint of best on mine, Albert. Aye, all right, all right.
Thanks, sir.
So who are you with?
My fiancé.
Same one, is it?
What? Of course it is.
Just wondered.
No, well, you better not say out like that to Kay. She might start wondering.
Kay? I thought the last one was called Ruth.
Oh, give over.
I'll tell you one thing, Brian. It's stick-together time tonight.
Why is that, sir?
Have a look round. How many faces do you recognise?
Well, not so many.
That's what I mean. Looks to me like us own team's going to be a bit outnumbered.
Ah, no sweat, sir. You mind my back, and I'll mind yours.
You've got yourself a deal.
They should be here soon.
They?
Jeff.
You said they?
Yeah. Well, Tony might be with him.
I need a car.
I'll take your pick out there.
Keys?
Already in.
I can do without being stopped for being a stolen motor, you know.
Oh, come on.
I'd tell them where it come from, Col.
They're all clean, Vic. Numbers changed, the lot.
Bloody hope so.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Gotcha. I get worse every day. Phones. Wrong numbers, cross lines. Unobtainable. All systems cracking up. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got a full confession out of him, didn't you?
A lot.
He's actually digging himself up.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are, okay, love, thank God.
I don't know. I sometimes wonder what would happen if the roles were reversed. Villains became policemen and policemen became villains.
Isn't that the way it is? Talking of which, sir, Mafia's just walked in.
Eh?
They're looking very pleased with themselves.
Oh, at last, eh?
Who are they?
Oh, tall one's Detective Chief Superintendent Noel Stanworth. He's what they call Coordinator, Regional Crime Squad. The other's his Deputy, Detective Superintendent Harry Ramsden.
Plus the delectable Mrs. Stanworth and the equally tasty, in the sense of good plain home cooking, Mrs. Ramsden.
Ray!
What's
special about them?
Oh, they're VIPs, Caleb. Aren't they, sir? Very important policemen.
You were sharp, is it then, Harry?
Aye, if you put it like that, sir.
I just did.
What will you have, Mrs. Stanworth?
Dry martini would be very nice, Harry.
Right. Usual peg.
Only a small one.
Aye, pint, is it, sir?
We a little something for it to chase.
Right.
Only you needn't make it too small. A triple will do.
Right.
And try not to be too long, will you?
You're joking. Need SPG to get through this lot.
Excuse me. I'm on a very important
mission. You certainly picked some places, Noel. I'll say that.
Not going to with me, love. It's Jack's thrash. His choice. Not mine.
No accounting for taste, I suppose. Yes, who is it, please?
Mr. and Mrs. Jack Brannigan.
Oh, good evening, sir. I'm opening the door now.
Did I hear the name Brannigan just then?
Yes, sir. I've just let them in.
Right, then.
Is my hair still all right?
It's immaculate, love.
It's always too tight when I've just had it set.
Looks great.
Where is it now?
Up them stairs.
What floor?
Third floor. I can't remember.
Will you be able to manage?
Of course I will. Christ almighty, if I can't climb a few stairs...
Ah, there you are. Jack? Gwen? Remember me?
Hello, Terry.
How are you both?
You remember Terry Love, Terry Collier?
Yes, of course I do.
Glad to see you.
And you.
Yeah, almost, don't reckon how long it's been.
Quite a while, aye.
Jack didn't tell me you were still here.
No, aye, I go with plays these days. You're more than likely seen the advertisement. Fully furnished police station with sitting inspector.
Uniform suits you.
Of course, that's right. Last time we met, I was still in plain clothes along with you, weren't I, Jack?
That's right.
Ah, well, it's like the posters say. You meet a lot of people in this job, and that's the part I like. Only, trouble with CID was, most of them turned out to be criminal variety.
Yeah, that were always difference between us, weren't it? You just wanted to be a bobby, and all I wanted were to be a thief taker.
One way of putting it.
No regrets?
A few. Not many. I was very sorry when I heard about your, you know...
That's kind.
Ah, well...
Yeah, I'm fine, Terry. Just that one thing. Not worth all song and dance, you know.
Oh, glad to hear it.
It's having to take everything so slowly, you see, Terry. He never used to. And he thinks he can still run everywhere, but he can't.
All right, love.
And he won't be told. Doctors, no one. And then, when he's tired, just walking across the living room... It's just seems so unfair, doesn't it, love?
Aye, well, I'm sure Terry don't want to hear all gruesome details.
So, what are your plans?
Haven't really got any.
They still haven't decided how bad it is, you see, Terry. How much improvement we can expect.
Can take a fair while, I know. Anyway, Luke, mustn't keep you. You just wanted to say a quick hello.
Glad you did.
Shall we see you up there?
Well, not sure, love. I'll try. Only, if I don't manage to make it, well, whatever's said, you count me in it, all right?
Thanks, Terry.
And what's your address, Mrs. Briley? No, it's just if we have to... Yes, I realise that. Well, what's her address? And she's your next-door neighbour, is she? And you say it sounds like he's hitting her. Right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Briley. There'll be a police officer around in just a few minutes, all right? And he might just want to call on you, perhaps, so don't be frightened, will you? That's right. Any time.
Can you let upstairs know Mr. Brannigan's on his way up, Jean, love?
Right, sir. How was he?
Not too good, I'd say. Didn't look too good at all.
Do you want to stop and have a bit?
No, I'm all right.
Well, take one of your pillows.
Oh, I'll be all right.
Well, how much further is it?
We're there. Can't hear him.
Well, now, hold on a minute, love. Get your breath back first.
Look, all right. Just give over fussy, will you?
Oh, there you are. Did you think we'd come on wrong night?
Party's in here, Jack. Not out there. Evening, love.
Evening.
Thought we'd give you time to get a few lined up, you know.
Well, who have you brought with you, Jack? That's never Gwen, is it?
It better that be me.
Hey, Gwen, love, but don't you look ravishing? Hey, doesn't she, hey?
Aye, I'll say so. Hey, now, come on, Jack. Can't keep your fans waiting, you know.
Well. As long as nobody asks me to sing.
In you come, Gwen, love.
Oh,
to you, Jack.
Oh, it's nice to see you again, Jack. Oh, Jack!
Spread out and no bloody noise, right?
We know. What I hear, state of his heart, say boo in a loud voice, and he'll croak natural.
So let's go give him his retirement present, shall we?
£20,000. A lot of money. You got plans, have you? Oh. You want something less strenuous, you know. Like a bookie shop, maybe.
Sort it out for myself. Hey, you've done enough.
Just time to make conversation, Vic. Nothing personal. Oh, there's Jeff now.
About time.
Jeff!
Jeff!
In here!
Did I with you?
Who's he brought with him? You ask him, Cole.
Hey, Jeff! You got anyone with you?
No! I'm on my own!
Ask him why he don't put the lights on.
Hey! Put the lights on, will you, Jeff?
Can't find a switch.
Well, sure as hell, it's not over there.
Hey, Vic.
Shut up, Cole.
No, Vic.
Shut up, Cole.
Jeff! Stay with your eyes, Brody Sugar! You don't overdo it, Vic. I mean, think of your heart.
Shut your face, Colin. Or I'll blow your lying head off.
Yeah,
It might seem funny now, but not so funny at the time.
It never is, Jack. Not when you're at the wrong end of it.
Well, I think a number of times I've been in some security van or betting office. Bastards coming at you all tooled up and mob-handed.
Yeah, but if that's all we ever thought about, who'd bloody join? Right, like, if wives only thought about being widows, who'd marry us?
Oh, good question.
Ah, no more of them worries for you now, though, Gwen. Eh? You'd be glad for that.
Yes, I suppose that is one consolation. You're being quiet, Peggy. Does this kind of chat upset you?
Oh, no. I'm used to it. Learnt to live with it, haven't I, dear?
Well, I should hope so, by now.
I never did. I was always sick to my stomach when Jack was going on an operation, and I knew there were shooters involved. Only now, instead of shotguns, it's heart attacks. And to be honest with you, I don't know which is more difficult to live with.
Tell him to put those lights on. I want them bloody lights on.
Jack! Jack! He wants you to put the lights on.
Anything you say, Vic.
See, Vic, it's all right.
Funny. I thought he didn't know where Switch was. Now, tell him to put the money, bag with the money, open on the bonnet of that Rover.
Jeff! He says to put the bag with the money open on the bonnet of the White Rover.
Okay, Vic.
Yeah. I don't know what you think's going on, Vic. Only it's all in your imagination. I'm telling you.
Like hell it is. Now, I want them garage doors opened wide.
Not with the lights on.
Tell him.
You make yourself into a laughing stock.
Just tell him.
Jeff! Jeff! Open them big doors, will you?
Yeah, okay. Now what?
I want him and his mates lined up where I can see them. Edge of that inspection pit. That'll do. Oh,
come on, bloody hell. I mean, you're not going
to... Colin, I'm fed up with having to tell you twice.
He wants you lined up beside the inspection pit, Jeff.
All of them.
All of you.
Told you. I'm on me own.
He's lying. See, I'm not just guessing. I know. There's 3, 4, maybe 5 out there. And if they're not by that pit, well, I can see them. First person to get it will be you.
Don't muck it about, Jeff! He'll bloody kill me!
You got it, Vic!
You first, Carl. So! Look at that. Didn't I tell you? Jeff, Tony, Billy May.
What's your bit?
How's your arm, Vic?
Shut up. You. Get over and join them. Look, all.
Vic, no hard feelings. I mean, how was that? No, Frank! Ah! Please! No, Vic!
Get him!
Gotcha. Hey, look at this, Harry.
Yeah?
Who's got Midas Touch, then?
Oh, can't have seen you coming, sir.
Been feeding it for me, have you?
About a quid.
Oh, hard luck.
That drink's on you, is it now, sir?
No doubt I could manage you a half.
Now, just thinking of all that silver in your pockets. Wait till have your pants down if you don't get shot.
Belt and braces, Harry, you know me. And it's always nice to show a little profit on the evening, isn't it?
Suppose it must be. Aye.
Right, where's this coffee, then?
I've been wondering that.
Him making any?
It's here, give us a chance.
What have you been doing? Roasting the beans?
Oh, I can't keep up with it.
What?
All this rapier wit. This one's yours, sir.
Ciao, love.
I'm not bringing it over to you, Sergeant. If you want one, you can come and get it.
Lovely manners, isn't she?
Coffee's not bad, though.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Whatever happened to a bit of old-fashioned respect for rank? Stuff like that.
Whatever happened to the Sex Discrimination Act? I'm not your personal maid, you know.
That's what my ex-missus used to say. Only like I'd tell her, it's horses for courses. You've either got the knack or you haven't.
What for?
Making a decent cup of coffee.
Oh, I can't win.
How's it going? Anyone here?
What?
Upstairs.
Don't ask me.
Oh, thought you'd been up for a pint before now.
Am I yet?
Well, didn't I hear Inspector Jordan say he was going to get one in for you?
Double scotch? Mm. What? I'll have a double scotch off Ray Jordan or nothing.
Why? What's he done?
Never you mind.
Do you mean by that you think he's going to get Chief Inspector Brannigan's job?
How did you know about that?
I thought everyone did.
Aye, well, if they do, they're not supposed to.
Is that right? Is that what he's after?
So a certain little bird whispered, aye.
And you reckon he's got it in the bag?
Well, he thinks he has.
Do you?
Well, makes no odds what I think, does it?
Does it make you a little bit jealous?
Jealous? No, it don't make me jealous. Why should it?
Well, I just thought, I mean, you and him both being inspectors, I just wondered if...
I'll tell you something, shall I, Gino? If Ray Jordan wants to be chief inspector, good luck to him. Because time was when Jack Brannigan, that copper who's up there being pensioned off tonight, time was when him and me were detective constables together. And he ends up a chief inspector with a coronary. So you go up and take a good look at him, and then tell me what I'm supposed to be jealous of.
Actually like it here, though, not like. I mean, I can tell you, I'd have made damn sure Noel never got stuck in a hole like this.
Oh, Ray came here before we were married, Mrs. Stanworth. It was where the promotion brought him.
The point is, he's still here.
At the moment.
Of course. Now Jack's going, well, you can't deny it is an opportunity, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is. Only, talking about it just now, well, it seems a bit like dead men's shoes, doesn't it, to you?
Oh, don't let that cloud your vision, my dear. And it's dangerous to let sentiment stand in the way. He's a bright lad, your husband. I know Noel thinks so. Be a shame if you let him waste himself.
Hey, hello, sir.
Huh? Oh. Ray Jordan, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Here, let me get this one, eh?
No, thanks. I'm getting this round in. What's yours?
Oh, vodka and tonic, thanks.
Is that what you're on?
Yeah, if that's all right.
It's all right with me if it's all right with you. Personally, I prefer something I can get my fist round.
Oh, I've never been much of a beer man myself.
I can remember when a Jack weren't a Jack if he couldn't handle 5 pints a night.
Just goes to show, doesn't it? What's it like, then, coming back? Has it changed a lot?
Not so much. It's got tattier. It was a brand new station, this, when I first come here. Before your time, of course.
Oh, it would have been, aye. But, Terry Collier downstairs, he were telling me the other day that you and him used to be DCs together.
That's right. You had a good Jack, Terry Collier.
Still is.
Only he's not a Jack now, is he? Gone back to being feet.
Good copper, then. Except he can be a bit old-fashioned sometimes.
That criticism, is it?
Well, good party.
Yeah, it's all right. I'd give a lot for it to be somebody else's.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Luke, I'd like to say how sorry I am about, well, that you've had all this bother, like, you know. I mean, it's hard on you, isn't it? Don't seem fair somehow. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, perhaps it's for the best. Perhaps it's time as old-fashioned coppers make way for younger men. Say, somebody like you. Hey, Inspector.
Hey, come on. I meant what I said.
Excuse me, how about a bit of service down this end?
I'll be with you next. I've only got one pair of bloody hands, you know.
Well, this is my party. Did you know that? All of it. It's for me. In honour of me 23 years in this force, ending tonight. Yes, well, let's be having you. I want 3 pints in straight glasses and a vodka and tonic, was it? Ah, yeah, vodka and tonic for me. My young friend.
Not a word of a lie. We even got threatened with a claim for damages, didn't we, Harry?
Aye, we did. Don't you think it's about time, sir?
What speeches?
You know, speeches.
Oh, I don't know, is it? You just point me, Harry. That's what you're good at.
Right. Well, microphones on that platform behind you.
Get up on that.
Right.
I'll break my neck falling straight off again.
Oh, you'd do out to get a laugh, you would, wouldn't you?
Excuse us then, everybody. It's time for me to do my party piece.
Right.
Now, you give me a leg up.
Okay, right.
Excuse us, make way, please. Hang way for a naval officer. Excuse us. That's right. Hello, lovely to see you there. How are you? Hey.
Well, you ought to be at front here, Harry, not me.
Well, you're bigger than me, sir, and you've got rank and all.
Yeah, that's what Canute thought. Been doing much good either.
No.
Excuse us. Oh, thanks. Hey,
sorry, Dad.
Did we actually invite all this lot?
Well, we must have done.
And how come I don't recognise half of them?
Martin Bind, I wonder if Jack does.
Right, yeah, now you just do a catch.
Right, up you go there.
Oh, yes. Hey, does this thing work?
Think you can manage on your own?
I don't know. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
That's not switched on. All right. I'll go and sort it out.
Yeah, well, don't be so long, will you? I feel like a sitting duck for snipers up here.
Bang, bang.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a little number I know you're all going to enjoy, and if you haven't already guessed, it's called The Last of the Red Hot Flashers. Oh, dear me.
How does that one go, sir?
Thank you. Just shine the light on me.
That Noel Stanworth fancies himself something shocking. I've always said so.
Good Jack, though.
He had a good team. You, the others. He just rode on your backs.
It's not as simple as that, love. What he did was make things possible. You see?
No, I don't.
Well, never mind. Let's just be glad somebody's enjoying themselves, and we all.
Go to 51 Sefton Drive. Report of a house alarm ringing. Informant, a Mr. Mills at 53 Sefton Drive.
4 minutes away, Sarge.
Could be just the cat left locked in. They've done it before.
There's a key.
Should be one behind a loose air brick just right at the door.
10-4.
How do you need me for, Alan?
Not as right this minute, sir.
I think I might then. Just pop upstairs for a bit.
Fair enough.
Aye. So, that's where I'll be if anyone wants me, okay?
Well, let's hope they don't. Bit of luck, we might even get off this shift prompt for a change.
Fancy putting your money where your mouth is?
Not now I've gone and said it, no.
Don't blame you.
Been with us for over 8 years, and in In that time, I, for one, have learned a hell of a lot from him. Never tell a copper with a gun that if anybody tries to come through a certain door, to shoot at him. Because on one occasion, the person who tried to come through that certain door were me.
On the avenue on, Jack, don't worry. All right, then, Albert.
Oh, just about.
Oh, like that, is it?
You could say. Usual, Mr. Collier.
No, best just make it an half.
I'm still here.
Skiving, actually. Well, I just pop up to hear the tributes.
Oh, you've not missed much. Can't work out why everyone thinks yon big fella so funny.
Because he's brass, Albert, that's why.
Coppers only has one passion in life, and that's for feeling villains' collars. The number of collars Jack's felt are far too numerous to mention. But we did talk to a psychiatrist about it, and he tells us this is definitely one of the more bizarre fetishes. And he advised us to try to get him interested in ladies' underwear. Oh, it's over to you, Gwen Love, all right.
My God.
Now, love, just keep smiling.
Where? East Lanks Road, south of Crawley Turnoff. Right. Right, will do. Trevor?
Sir?
Who's nearest to Crawley Turnoff, East Lanks Road?
It'll be either 7381 or 6299.
Report of a serious RTA just south of Crawley roundabout. Ambulance service alerted. Traffic require assistance.
Right, sir.
And, tell them I'm on my way out myself.
Will do.
Oh, and when you've done that, bring upstairs and let Inspector Collier know, will you? He's looking in on that party.
Right, sir. Birkenstall to 7381. Come in, please.
Hey!
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry, sir.
Birkenstall to 7381.
Fine. I thought I'd have a last look round the estate.
Well, how about giving me a lift out East Lanks Roadway instead?
Why? What's up?
RTA. Sounds like a big one.
Speaking for myself, but for all Jack's colleagues and acquaintances, present and past. When I say this, he is one of the finest police officers I've had the privilege of serving with.
That's right.
He's been an invaluable member of the squad, giving total loyalty and commitment to his work, and inspiring the same from others. So, I want to thank you, Jack, for what you've done for me and Harry and the squad. What you've done to keep policing in this force decent and honourable. Yeah. What you've done for the public at large, which is a very great deal. Yeah. And I want you to know, Jack, we're going to bloody miss you. We're all devastated by what's happened. In fact, it's impossible to put into words what we're all feeling. So all I can say is, to you and Gwen, along with all our hopes and good wishes for a complete and total recovery, it falls on me to make this presentation. On behalf of everyone here, plus a few who aren't, we'd like you to accept this token of our gratitude and esteem. Fetch it up, Harry.
Inspector.
Telephone.
Yeah, might have known. Thanks, Albert. Mind your back, then.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
Inspector Collier. Yes, Trevor. Road accident where? How long ago? Right, I'm on my way down.
Bodies in that lot.
Drivers, they never bloody learn, do they? Come on.
Hey, who's your governor?
Inspector Hooper.
Where is he?
Down yonder.
Stop.
So,
So you reckon it's down to the driver of that Rover, do you?
Seems like it, sir, yeah.
What happened to him?
Ambulance boys have just taken him.
Dead?
Don't know, sir.
Damn well deserves to be.
Fella back there reckons he saw him overtaking like, and then all hell lets loose.
Driver of the lorry?
Gone, sir.
And a few more.
Inspector Philpott.
Help you, gentlemen?
Out from Birkenstall, sir, if we're going to assist at all.
Who's your duty inspector on tonight?
Inspector Collier, sir.
Aye, well, you can tell Inspector Collier eastbound carriageway stays closed all night if need be. So, long delays, gentlemen. Till we've sorted it.
Yes, sir.
Then you can relieve a couple of my lads on the cones. I could use them.
Right, sir.
Hey! I saw you.
What?
It's Mrs. Mopp, isn't it? Almost didn't recognise you out of your pinny.
Ah, bloody hell. Look, you know what you can do, don't you?
Beg your pardon, Constable.
Oh, nothing, sir. Sorry.
Private joke, sir. Come on, Constable.
Some joke. It makes you sick. I mean, what gives them the right to lord it over us?
Because this is what they're trained for. In this kind of carve up, they're the experts and we're not.
Well, I don't care. I still
think. Shut up while I radio in, will you? 7537 to Birkenstall. 7537 to Birkenstall. Come in, please.
Hey, Sarge.
Shut up.
Birkenstall, go ahead, 7537.
No, look, over there.
7537, Birkenstall. Message
look,
for...
Look, will you, Sarge, up there now.
7537, hang on, Birkenstall. What are you on about?
Look, there's a fella playing chicken, dodging cars on the oncoming carriageway.
Yeah,
there is, look, I keep seeing him in the headlights.
Where? I can't.
There, again. Look, do you see?
Hey, there is two.
He's going to get himself killed playing silly buggers like that.
Come on.
You know what? I don't think it is a fella, Sarge.
It's not. It's a bird, isn't it?
Hey, you there. Get off the road, will you? Can you hear me? You're in the road!
She's not with it, Sarge. She must be drunk or something.
Concussed, I reckon. We'll have to grab her.
Hey, miss!
Excuse us, love.
Do you know you're in the middle of the road?
What?
Come on, love. No, this way. Get her other arm.
What are you doing? No!
It's all right, love. Let's just get you off the road, eh?
Help! Get off me! I'm all right!
Aye. There you are now. Not going to get run over any road. Right then, let's have a look at you.
Bugger off!
Oh, charming.
Where are you from, love?
Leave me alone.
You look a bit shook up, you know.
I'm all right.
What, wandering round in the middle of the road?
Hey.
You could have got yourself run over.
Look, I'm all right.
Involved in the accident, were you?
Leave me alone.
Look, steady on, love, steady on. We're only trying to help, you know.
I'm all right.
With a nasty bruise you've got. Do what you think would be best, get hospital, have a look at it.
No.
If you've hit your head, you ought to go, love. You might have concussion.
It sometimes has a delayed effect, you know.
I don't want to go to hospital.
Yeah, all right, love, all right. Look, it's going to be all right now. Come on, it's going to be all right.
Which car were you in?
What?
Just wondering if you were on your own. Which car were
that
you...
That one.
Which one?
White job.
What, that Rover up front?
Yeah.
Driving it, were you?
No.
Your boyfriend?
No, fella. He was giving me a lift.
Oh, hitchhiking, were you?
He was just giving me a lift.
What happened?
Dunno.
Well, you're a bit lucky still to be on your feet, love. Now, how about letting this officer take you down to hospital? Have a look at that bang on your head.
Oh, no, I don't want to go to hospital. I'm all right.
You're not, love. You're in a right shook-up state. Look, they'll not keep you in, you know, not if they don't need to. It'll only take half an hour. Come on, love, this way, eh? Come on. That's it. Look, you lean on me, Alan.
Don't need it.
All right, see you later then, Sarge.
Yeah. And you drive carefully, you know.
Any word from Sergeant Crewe yet?
No, sir. Well, not exactly. He did radio in, only then he got sidetracked or something. Said, hang on, Birkenstall, and that were it.
And he's still not come back to us?
No, sir.
Must be bows under.
I've been listening to the ambulance net, sir. There's a lot of bodies.
Ah, there. Well, I think I'll pop out there myself. When Sergeant Crewe does call in, tell him I'm on my way to join him, will you?
Will do, sir.
Reckon you know what caused it, yeah?
You what? Oh. No, not really. There's nothing wrong with the road. We didn't blow a tyre.
Driver error, then.
Probably. Well, tell you something interesting, though, Sergeant. I think that White Rover's possibly a stolen vehicle.
Right.
Look at number plate.
What about it?
I'd say somebody's been a bit careless there.
Well, I'll follow you.
What year is it?
1981.
Now look at the lights. Did you notice that?
No.
They've chrome trim round them, haven't they? That model didn't come out till 82.
Stroll on, eh? Have you, you look inside?
Best tell Inspector Philpott first.
Aren't you curious?
Not my job, is it?
Is it?
I'm making it mine. Hey, you best not, you know.
Why?
Well, scenes of crime might not want it disturbed.
You what? It's a suspected stolen vehicle, that's all it is. What's in it for them? Come on.
On your head, then.
Ah, heck, it's a wonder anyone got out of this.
Yeah. Driver looked right poorly when ambulance boys took him.
Still alive, though.
Didn't actually have a blanket over his face, if that's what you mean.
He had a passenger, too, did you know?
He never.
He did.
How do you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, be like that, then.
Just goes to show you don't know everything, don't it? Ah, there's an out in here. Let's try the boot. Ah, it's jammed. Bounce car a bit, will you?
Yeah. Oh.
Keep going.
How much longer? Come in. Blooming extra hard.
Oh. Give myself a hernia doing that.
Well, here's the route. Go and look. So what? Have you never seen a sports bag before?
Hey, less of it, eh? I don't know if that's how you talk to your sergeant in traffic, but I don't like it.
Sorry, Sergeant.
I've heard of some very funny things being found in sports bags. Oh, blimey, it's heavy.
And just what the hell do you two think you're at?
Nothing, sir.
Oh, really? Sergeant?
Investigating possible stolen property, sir.
Is that so? Well, is it?
Won't know till I look.
Don't let me stop you.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, what, sir?
It's a gun. A whole load of money.
Ah, you did hear right. One Colt Python revolver recently been fired. And it's only a guess, but I'd say within the last few hours.
So what am I to do about it, sir?
Tell CID, lad. What do you think?
You mean like Inspector Durden?
Well, I take it he's still on premises, so that does seem like a fairly reasonable idea, yes. Alternatively, DS Crowther, I don't right care. Blimey, you've got the Ola crime squad up there. Why don't you just go up and announce it over at PA?
Understood, sir.
And tell them there's a load of money and all. How much would you say is there, Alan?
Don't know. More than I've ever seen. Thousands, any road.
Clegg?
Sir?
Just tell them it's a lot. Hell of a lot. We're bringing it in now.
Why, sir?
Providing that's all right with you, Inspector. Also taking charge of it, I mean.
Your man found it.
True. Now, what about the car?
Oh, that's different. That stays till we're good and finished with it. Then, when we are, I'll have it shifted down to your yard for you. Do for you.
Couldn't ask for more.
Right. Well, I've got a long night stretching ahead of me, so...
We better get this lot counted and locked away. Busy night all round, seems to me.
It was my lad cottoned onto the car being stolen, you know.
Aye, right of him. Should go far.
Glad you think so. Sergeant?
Aye, sir.
Inspector?
Be seeing you later, I expect.
Aye.
So, what have we got here, Alan?
I don't know, sir, but it's big.
What was it you were saying about getting off shift prompt for a change?
Not now, we won't.
No, once we've got everything programmed onto the computer, there'll be no stopping us. Fingerprint everyone at birth will be laughing.
And how do we go about persuading the politicians to send out of the National Council for Civil Liberties to accept universal fingerprinting?
I don't understand how any reasonable person could object to it.
Violation of privacy, Claire Love.
No, really?
It's got to come, though, hasn't it?
Maybe. And all that had happened, I'll tell you. Rubber gloves would sell faster than rubber johnnies do now.
Oh, true.
Besides, it doesn't matter how much hardware or software we've got. I mean, villains have got just as much. Mm. You know, we've come up against teams better equipped than we are, and there's one thing they've always got, and that's surprise.
Not if Crime Squad's doing its job right, they haven't.
Well, no. It's a challenging kind of statement, if ever I heard one.
Ah, well, the ACC saying something about Ray here fancying joining us, sir.
I believe he was.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he can teach us a few things.
Sounds a bit like it. Do you?
No, sir, I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was that...
Excuse me, sir.
What? Oh, Sergeant, have you met...
Sorry to interrupt, sir, only I think there may have been a robbery.
Where?
That's the problem, we don't know.
You think there's been a robbery, but you don't know where? What are you talking about?
There's been an accident out on East Lanx Road, sir. Turns out one of the cars was stolen. They found a load of money and a recently fired handgun in it.
Wrong time of day for a shooter.
Oh, come on, Briny. Are you trying to say there's been an armed robbery and we've not heard?
Seems like it, sir.
Couldn't be out to do with Southport, could it?
What? That bank? Oh, that were a fortnight ago.
Inspector Collier seemed to think this gun's been fired in the last few hours.
Oh, take no notice of Harry. He's just grabbing at straws because we missed him. Thought he had him, didn't you, Harry?
Mm.
Only you know what thought did.
Yeah.
Harry thought was that it were Victor Lawson bang at it in sleepy Southport. Only what Harry didn't know, and what he should have known, was that Vic Lawson were in hospital at the time, suffering from heart attack.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Just rubbing it in, Harry, you know me.
It's very interesting, actually, sir, because it's probably just coincidence. Only apparently, according to hospital, the fellow who was driving this here stolen car's also suffering from coronary.
Is he, Pyek?
Oh, is he? Have you heard?
Who's that, love?
Fella who were giving me the lift.
I don't know, love. Seems he was in a bit of a bad way when they got into the hospital. Did you know him?
No. Never seen him before. What do you want me for, any road? I don't know what I'm doing here. I mean, I haven't got time to hang about, you know. I'm supposed to be in Manchester now. Can't I come back tomorrow?
It won't take long, love. But if there's someone you want to call, tell them where you are and that you're all right. You're welcome to use a phone, you know.
Don't matter. There's nobody exactly waiting for me. Not now.
I want this one, Brian. It's ours. I want it well sorted before them crime squad wallers get at it.
Might take a bit of doing that, sir.
We sort it. Let's prove we're detectives, shall we?
Reckon it'll clinch your promotion for you if we do.
Well, it's not exactly going to do us any harm, let's face it. Not for either of us. Are you feeling fit?
Suppose so.
Right. Let's see what we've got then, shall we? Miss Barnes?
Yeah? Valerie, sir.
Oh, it's Valerie, is it?
Yeah.
I'm Detective Inspector Dewardon, and this is Detective Sergeant Crowther.
Hello, love.
I'm sorry we've had to bring you here like this. You're probably still feeling a bit shaky, so we'll try not to keep you. It's just... Well, we're interested in this fella who was giving you the lift.
Why? What's he done?
Oh, maybe nothing. We don't know yet. But we'd be grateful for anything you can tell us about him.
Why?
Because, you see, well, we've reason to believe that the car he was driving and that you were a passenger in was stolen.
Stolen?
That's right.
So, love, did you know him?
No, I told her.
That's quite right, sir.
So, he's just a fella giving you a lift, right?
Yeah.
Where'd he pick you up?
In the pool.
Whereabouts?
Norris Hill.
Oh, Norris Hill, I see. Did he talk much? You know?
Not a lot, no.
Tell you his name?
I can't remember.
Trot, love. Please.
He didn't, I'm sure.
Well, did he tell you where he'd come from?
No.
How about where he was going?
No.
Nothing?
Some of them don't.
Oh, he must have said something.
Oh, yeah. He said, where are you making for? I told him Manchester, and he said, Gerring.
Oh, so at least we know he was headed for Manchester. Is that right?
Suppose he must have been.
In that direction anyway, sir. Well, he could have been going further, couldn't he?
What do you think, Valerie?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
We can't, love. Right now, he's having an emergency operation. Touch and go whether he'll pull through.
Or does it bloody matter, then?
Look, Val, you don't mind being called Val, do you?
Suit yourself.
All right. Look, you don't want to be here. You'd rather be somewhere else. Well, we don't blame you. So would we. We're missing a party upstairs, as it happens, all because of this. So think hard, eh? Anything that he might have said that might be of help.
It's like you said. It was just a fella giving me a lift.
Well, did he stop anywhere after you got in the car?
No.
What time did he pick you up?
Must have been around 9.
Except we reported at 9:23, sir.
So that's nearly 20 minutes you were sat in the car. I don't believe this. I don't believe you sat in total silence for nearly 20 minutes.
Did I say we did?
What? You mean you did talk?
Yeah, a bit.
Well, that's what I've been asking you, love. What about?
Me, mostly, if you must know. He asked me a lot of questions about myself. Maybe he fancied his chances or something. I mean, it has been known.
I see.
Excuse me, do you think I could have a quick word with one of you two gentlemen?
Brian, do you mind?
Oh, yes, sir.
I just thought you'd like to know. They've found two almost complete sets of prints on the gun. Both belonging to one Victor Lawson.
So it was him.
Who?
The driver.
It's got to be odds on now.
Nothing from hospital yet, sir?
No.
Well, as soon as there is...
You'll be told.
Ta, sir. Sir, is there the collator's office open, do you know?
I could open it for you.
I wouldn't mind a quick shufty.
Come on, then.
Always welcome at the office, Jack, you know that.
Aye. Don't be daft. Give it 12 months. If I stick my head round, don't say I used to work here. Hot new faces will look at me and think, who's that silly old son?
Nay, not with you, Jack.
I suppose I'll be getting invitations to all them reunions and such forth, along with geriatrics and has-beens. They're reminiscing about all them bloody good times we had. Yeah, well, nowhere, not me, you can count me out.
Look, nobody's going to force you.
Stay gone, Jack. If we don't remember us own and what's past, who'll do it for us, eh?
I'll send you a card at Christmas. That's as much as I'm promising.
Look, I know how you feel, Jack.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sergeant.
Crowler, sir.
Yeah, sorry, where's your glass?
Oh, not just now, thank you, sir. I wondered if you knew we've identified the driver of that car as Victor Lawson.
What? It's never.
Victor
Lawson. He, poor old bastard. His condition, was it, caused the crash?
Hospital seemed to think lightly so, yeah.
Oh, dear me. Well, there you go.
What condition?
Dodgy ticker, Jack.
Known him long, have you, sir?
Me? Oh, not as long as Jack here. You've known him forever, haven't you, Jack?
I've known it to feel that way.
I just looked him up in our collator's office, and I came across this name. I wondered if you knew her as well.
Aye.
The reason I ask is... Well, because I have a suspicion this might be the young lady we've got sitting downstairs now. I don't suppose you care to accompany me, sir, to prove whether I'm right.
No, I don't suspect you of anything, Miss Barnes.
Like hell.
All I'm saying...
Is I mixed up in stealing that car?
No, but if I was in a stolen car with 20,000 quid and a gun in the boot, I wouldn't go offering anybody a lift. So why you?
Am I supposed to be able to read his mind or something? I don't know how could I? I didn't know it were a stolen car. I didn't know he had all that money. So I never bothered to ask why he were giving me a lift. Most times you can guess. Now look, I've been here long enough. My head's killing me and I can't help you. And there are people going to be wondering where I am, you know.
Excuse me, sir. That's not what you told me earlier, love. You told me there wasn't anything.
Oh, get lost.
Have we got Miss Barnes's address, Constable?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I suppose we'll have to let you go. But I'm still not happy. I'd like to keep you here till we got to the bottom of this.
Bottom of what? How many times do I have to tell you?
Mind if we join you, Inspector?
No, sir. Hey, what's going on? Party coming in here, is it?
Oh, just us. Well, Jack?
Hello, Sandra.
Oh, not you.
Sandra?
Vic Lawson's daughter. Now, since she was knee-high to a kipper. Have none over.
Get lost.
Oh, well, stroll on.
Been telling you fibs, has she?
I claim to be somebody called Valerie Barnes, sir.
Still living with Colin, are you?
Mind your own.
How is he?
I'm telling you, note.
Who are we talking about now?
A fella called Colin Steen.
Yeah. Is Colin your fella, love? Flash filling up in the pool is Colin, Inspector. Stolen cars, illegal gambling, you name it. Here, come to think of it, though, I could have sworn I'd heard he'd been with some other young lady recently.
I left him.
Well, don't let us monopolise the conversation, Inspector. Feel free.
Right, then. Well, let's start again.
Thanks, sir. It's got the lot in.
Thanks, Sergeant. Seen this bag before, have you?
No.
It contains £20,000. Perhaps you'd like to tell us where it came from.
No idea.
One Colt Python revolver, recently been fired. So about telling us who it was fired at. Can make a mess of somebody, can a gun like that? Exit wounds as big as me fist. And if it was using soft nose bullets, even bigger.
Shut up, will you? I don't know.
And all of this, plus you and your dad driving around in a car that's had its number plates changed. So that must have come from somewhere.
Ask me, Dad.
You know damn well we can't. At least not yet.
I'd have got Rover from this fella Colin Steen, sir, if he's into stolen cars.
Good thinking, Sergeant. Well, love? Oh, come on. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Only we've just had word from the hospital and I thought you'd want to know.
Yeah?
Well,
Well, what?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, love. He didn't make it. He never came round from the anaesthetic.
Tartary.
Ah, well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, love.
You all right, love?
Yeah.
We'll see how it is, Jack. You go, and it's the end of an era.
Sorry about your dad, Sandra. Him and me, never actually nicked him. Tried to. Never managed it. Because he was too good for me. That's why. And now, here we are. And I've got same as he had. It's ironical, that, don't you think? Because of what there was between him and me, all that history. You think it might be a good idea for us to sort it, love, what's left? Just you and me, now that he's, now that he's safe, as you might say.
You're not special, copper. Not to me.
Just answer me one question, love. Why did you break up with Colin?
Because he crossed up me, Dad.
I see. Yeah, well, it had to be somewhat like that.
Well, it's all there, Inspector. Jack's just given it to you.
That 20,000, would that be part of the proceeds from a bank robbery in Southport nearly 2 weeks ago, by any chance?
Yeah.
And that was a job your dad had planned. Only Colin Steen went and pulled it while your dad was in hospital, right?
Yeah.
So the 20,000 was what, a payoff?
Yeah.
So, presuming the car's one of Steen's, all we're left with now is the gun. We'll find out, love. And you've given us all the rest, haven't you?
I thought they were going to try and do for him. And they were and all. I were watching when they left the flat. Four of them. He told me if there were more than two, I had to ring to warn him, like, just let it ring three times, then put the phone down. So that's what I did.
Where? Where was it you rang? I mean, do you know the address as well as the number?
Garage. One of Colin's places, back of Oulton Street. All right, if I cry now,
Nearest phone, Inspector.
Just in the corridor, sir.
Right.
Superintendent Noel Stanworth, RCS. Give me a line to my office, please. Oh, Peter, it's Noel Stanworth. I'd like you to do something for me, Peter, right away. There's a garage, like a repair place. Won't necessarily look like it, but that's what it is. Somewhere back of Outen Street. I want you to go around there, take Frank with you, and just count the bodies, will you? That's right. Thank you.
You're under arrest, love. You know that, don't you? Now, you don't have to say anything. Anything you do say.
Crowther's charging her.
Bright lad, that sergeant of yours.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky thing you had Jack here, isn't it? Hey, Jack? Wonder how long it'd have taken you if you hadn't been.
A bit longer.
All night, even?
Oh, I don't think so.
No? I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, it does help if you actually know the family, don't it?
Oh, aye. Right, come on, Jack. Let's get a drink in your mitt. Triple at least. You've earned it. Hey, what a way to go, eh? Hey, Jack? What a way to go.
Night, Inspector.
Night, sir. Best of luck for your retirement. Ta for the help.
My pleasure.
Do you want him to get it?
You mean Jack's job? Well, yes, I think so. It's what he wants, and I think he deserves to be promoted.
But is that what you deserve, too?
I have my own career. I'm not trying to live through him.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Of course, it's easier to bring up children on a chief inspector's pay, even if they don't see... Well, rarely see the father. Materially, it is much easier. Not so easy on just the pension, though.
He'll get another job.
But he's an invalid. Let's not kid ourselves. He'll never be a well man again. Do you know, we've been married for over 20 years... And in that time, I should think you could count on one hand the number of proper family holidays we've had. I've normally had him to myself maybe 5 hours a day. The force has had him all the rest of the time. And now when they've worn him out, burnt him out, I should say, they just toss him back to me, an invalid. No use to us. You can have him. But I don't know what to do with him. I mean, I've got my life. While he's been out working, I haven't been sitting waiting on the off chance he'll be home before midnight. A whole way of life. And I don't know what to do with him. All day long.
That's something I've never thought about.
Well, you ask yourself whether having a husband who's a chief inspector is worth... I'm sorry.
Wouldn't you like to go out and get some fresh air?
Oh, yes, please. Wouldn't help Jack to see me like this, would it? I mean, it's a life sentence just beginning. Does that sound awful?
I can understand what you mean.
It's nothing to do with loving. I don't know what it's to do with. Perhaps not being a very good wife. I hope your husband never suffers a heart attack.
I'm glad he's dead.
Hmm?
It's better.
Perhaps it is, love.
Better than you lot sticking him back inside. And him dying of old age while he's still in there.
Yeah. That's more or less what I was just thinking.
So why didn't he tell me, eh? Why didn't he come to me and tell me who he thought she was?
Yeah, maybe reckoned the old one to himself.
You what?
Oh, come on, you can't blame the lad. He's getting married in a month.
Best still look to him. I told him, early on tonight, it's stick-together time, I said. And he knew. I mean, he knew what this one meant to me.
Aye, well. Before you have a go at him, why don't you ask yourself what you'd have done in his shoes? And I bet I can tell you exactly the same.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. All I do know is I've blown it. Tonight I really blew it, Terry. No chance now. I can forget Crime Squad. He might get there, but I won't.
You don't know that.
Bloody do.
Well, so what? Have some kids and grow cucumbers instead.
You? Oh, there's no point talking to you.
Look, I'm going to buy you a drink if you're not going to buy me one.
No, it's all right, I'm going. Look out, I'm on my way. I said I'd buy you one, and I bloody will. Usual.
I was going to sting you for a double scotch, but I'll let you off with a pint instead.
Oh, big of you. Cost the same anyway.
Hey, sir, you going to join us?
Don't you two have homes to go to?
They've found a load of bodies down the pool, sir. Is that right?
Aye, four dead.
Oh, Clint Eastwood time, that.
What was it all about, sir?
Well, I don't know, really, Alan. Except they thought he was past it. Only he wasn't. Not quite. In fact, it's not been a night for young lions tonight, all in all.
What's that mean?
Think Mr. Brannigan enjoyed his party? No idea. Would you have?
No, not much.
Me neither.
Left hell of a mess, haven't they?
You can say that again.
Hey, who's going to have to clear all that lot up, sir?
Don't you worry about that, Alan. That's the night shift problem.
In Dead Men's Shoes by Simon Masters, you heard Geoffrey Hinsliff as Inspector Brannigan, Colin Meredith as Inspector Ray Durden, Graham Padden as Inspector Collier, and David Peart as Sergeant Crewe. Colin Douglas played Vic Lawson, Hayden Jones, Colin Steen, Catherine Herbert, Sandra and Kay Crowther, and Patricia Gallimore, Claire Durden. Margot Boyd was Gwen Brannigan, Stephen Hancock, Chief Superintendent Neil Stanworth, Colin Starkey, Harry Ramsden and the lorry driver, and John Dixon, Sergeant Harry Crowther and Jeff. Martin Matthews was Inspector Philpott and the Doctor, Hedley Nicklaus, Jean Fenton and Peggy Ramsden, Alan Devereux, the first traffic PC, and John Strickland, Trevor Clegg, and the barman. Jonathan Owen was PC Yates, and Shirley Stelfhooks, Irene Stanworth. The play was directed in our Birmingham studios by Vanessa Whitburn.